Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into Anointed Sounds Radio, the station that's giving you, bringing it to you, doing everything and giving you the hits and much, much more. Right here with your girl, Elena Sanders, and we have a wonderful co-host with us this evening. Tell them who you are.
Simone Ashley.
All right. And we have the special honor of interviewing a great woman of God tonight. And she has some many accolades that you would say. A lot of things going on she's doing for the kingdom and a lot of things she has done on the other side as well. But she's all come back together for the glorification of God. Anita Wells. Let's give a little information about her before she actually comes on the show so we can get that all out the way. She began her singing career at age 4. A lot of us started out in that church, ranging from gospel to jazz, pop, and R&B. She's a multi-talented singer, actress, choreographer, and songwriter, a highly sought-after background lead vocalist for numerous gospel artists. To give you a little bit of that, because she has a huge bio here. Example, James Hall and Worship, Edwin Hawkins. We have Mary J. Blige, Vicky Winans, Shirley Murdoch, Little Mo, I mean, Michael Jackson, a lot of people that we have here that she has worked with, Yolanda Adams. So her background is extensive. Her television credits include Fox 5, Day New York, Papal Journey, Yankee Stadium, Oprah with Lisa Marie Presley, wow, the Gospel Superfest 2007, Hip Hop Honors Award, so much going on, MTV, BET, and a lot of things that are going on with her. But not only that, she has a gospel album that's coming out right now. Isn't that right, Simone?
That's right.
She has a gospel album. So we're going to listen to some of her music today, and we're going to hear from her in just a few. But let's just chit-chat, Simone. What has been going on with you today? What's been happening? What's been in Simone's world?
Wow, thanks for putting me on the spot. but, you know, I am a stay-at-home mom, so my day is pretty much changing diapers, feeding bottles, running after these kids. But, you know, God is good in these times of recession. We all talking about the recession, but God has never failed me yet, and I
Amen.
Am very grateful and thankful for that.
That is wonderful.
Yes.
Amen. For those who are tuning in to us, you're tuning to Anointed Sounds Radio. Station give you hits and much, much more. You can listen to us at www.anointedsounds.com. You can also, let me tell you, you can also call us and talk to this woman of God. I just want to talk to us. We like people to call in and talk to us as well at 646-378-1119. Again, that's 646-378-1119. So don't go anywhere. We're going to come back with Anita Wells and learn a little bit about her ministry. So make sure you stay tuned, stay blessed, and we'll be right back.
All right.
Hello, everybody. This is Donald Lawrence, and you're tuned into Anointed Sounds Radio.
Listen, Eden is kingdom, and Eden mindset is a kingdom mindset. Let me hear you. Where my Eden citizens at? Where my Eden citizens at? Where you at? Let me see you do your hands like this. Here we go.
When God made man, he made a spirit. It was his plan that we live blessed. The tempter came. We were distracted. The tempter came. And we fell. We were deemed to live a life that seemed to go, a life that fooled, a life that rich and plentiful. It is my goal to remind you of this principle. We redeem a new world.
Where my Eden citizens at? Let me hear you say.
Let's get back to Eden. Live on top of the world.
Yeah, sing it to somebody.
Let's get back.
Tell somebody a thing. But guess what?
Jesus came.
Jesus came.
Now all is well.
Now all is well. So what are you waiting for?
You turn it to Anointed Sounds Radio Station that's giving you the hits and much, much more with your girl, Elena Sanders. And I have a special co-host with me this evening. What's going on, Simone?
Everything is everything.
This evening, I'm interviewing a great woman of God, Miss Anita Wells. And I think she's on the line with us. I think producer told us she's on the line with us.
Hello.
Miss Wells, hello.
Hi, how y'all doing?
We are doing great this evening. I tell you, we was reading your bio a little earlier, and I said, wow, I mean, she's been everywhere and doing it for the kingdom, I tell you.
That's right.
Very multi-talented woman of God. So tell the listening audience a little bit about Miss Wells. What's going on with Anita?
Well, right now I've been doing a lot of different work with different singers and different plays. Like on Saturday, just sung with Dejanay Richardson. We had our Celebration of Life concert, and it was awesome. And I was just there in New York, and then I have my concert coming up this Sunday for the Citadel of Praise and Worship, and that's June 14th at Old Boys High on Marcy and Putnam Avenue in Brooklyn. The tickets are only $10. It's myself, Will Richardson Jr. from James Hall of Worship and Praise, and Elder Demetrius Griffin. So it's a good lineup for you. It's an evening of praise and worship, so we're going to have a good time on this coming Sunday, June 14th. So that's the next thing that I've been working on.
All right, that's awesome. Now I know that you have a project that's probably been released or is about to be released. Tell us a little bit about that project and what's going on with that.
What I have is I have a single that's been out for a while, and it's been getting a lot of love. But it's so ironic that this last couple of months is starting to get more radio, you know, acknowledgement, which has been an extreme blessing. And I'm just so grateful to all the doors that God has opened for me in that aspect. The rest of the project is not finished. It's in progress, though, work in progress. And even on Sunday, we're hoping to maybe capture some of the music from Sunday, and then I can build from there because I want to do a live and studio project. And I didn't want to rush, you know. A lot of times everybody's like, when is your project coming out? When is it going to be finished?
Right.
I didn't want to, you know, rush. I wanted to take my time because I've been doing this a long time, and I don't feel that I should just give God anything. I should give him my best.
Right.
Yeah, so hopefully I'm setting a deadline for myself for spring of 2010, so which is next year. So God willing, you know, it'll work out.
Now, listen to a little bit of your music. I noticed that, you know, it's not the traditional gospel music that we normally hear, which is wonderful because we're trying to reach the masses.
Mm-hmm.
But tell us a little bit about your feel and how would you categorize? We know it's Christian music,
mm-hmm.
but would you actually give it a characterization? Some people may say urban inspirational. Some people might just say
yeah,
Christian.
I like that, urban inspirational, because, like you say, you want to be able to reach all different types of people that's from different walks of life. And sometimes, you know, it's not always within the four walls that we're going to reach souls. You know, sometimes you might go out in the street festivals and you might meet people who are not saved and they can relate to it. You know, a lot of people that when I gave them the single, if they purchased the single or just gave a love donation towards it, whatever, the project, they would say to me, you know, I don't really like gospel music, but I like this song, even though, you know, it's a gospel message, but they were like, I like it, I can relate to it, I understand it. And they said, oh, maybe I'm going to listen to more, you know, gospel artists. And then they started listening to, like, Mary, you know, a lot of the other urban contemporary, you know, artists as well. But the message is always the same for me. You know, the message has to always be the same. And see, what my project is going to be different genres of music. So it would have gospel all the way, but it would just have different, you know, influences on each song. So one song may have a gospel pop feel or a gospel rock feel, you know, or jazz feel, but the message is always going to be the same for me. So I feel that, you know, it can reach out. Just like on Friday, I was at Canticles And it's a restaurant lounge, and it's for Christians, you know, in Brooklyn. And we had a good time. I mean, you know, we had virgin pina coladas and, I mean, soda and water and playing nothing but Christian music. And everybody was just having a good time. They had, you know, gospel artists perform and rap and sing. And that's something that we can do. We can still have fun because people think, oh, when I become saved, I can't, you know, have fun.
Right.
Yes,
I'm glad you said
that.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
You can. You know what I mean? And you know, so I appreciated that I was able to go into an environment, you know, like that for us, you know?
Wow, that's great. Well, hi, Mimi. This is Simone.
Hi, Simone, and thank you so much.
I'm the co-host today. I wanted to sit in on this, but what a lot of people don't know, I've known Mimi for a long time. And I, in my opinion, is one of the baddest vocalists I've ever heard. She's really good. What I wanted to talk about with you, because reading your bio, even knowing you this long time, I did not know that you did a lot of Broadway work. And what got you started with the Broadway? I see here that you've been on shows like, you know, Tell It, Sing It.
It's still going on.
And I think you started in Mama, I Wanted to Sing, right?
Mm-hmm.
People don't know that you. Yeah, she started in
that commercial.
Yeah, okay. And even before then, I remember doing my first play up in Riverside Church with Debbie Britt. She wrote this play called Hallelujah Revival. I believe that's like, aside from, you know, doing little plays in church, that was like my first official, you know, where I got paid. And, you know, it was like at a theater and they had to, you know, pay to come see us. That one, no, let me not say that. Tell the World, there was a play, Tell the World, at the Billie Holiday Theater. And Bishop Alfonso Udell, they had wrote this play. And so I was doing that. But with Mama, Mama I Want to Sing was able to travel.
Right.
And that's how I got to travel across the world. I was like 19 years old when I first went out with them on tour. And I toured with them for like many years doing plays. I mean, I love the theater. I love acting. I've even done shows that was on off-Broadway at the John Houseman Theater before they closed down. It was a show called A Pure Gospel America. It was excellent. And I mean, you know, we weren't there that long, but it was just the cast alone, multi-racial, and I mean, you talking about some singing people? Oh my goodness, some singing people. And a lot of them are still, you know, some of my very good friends to this day. And you know, it was just a pleasure. I love, you know, doing the theater. I'm actually getting ready to do one of Miss Hazel. She's the writer, director, and producer of Tell It, Sing It, Shout It.
Okay.
That's the one you saw.
Okay.
And that show has even evolved so much more since you have seen it, you know. And she's doing another play, which is not a new play. It's been around as well for a while, Miss Hazel's House of Heavenly Rest. And we're going to be doing that at the National Black Theater in August for five shows, August 13th through August 16th.
Okay,
so,
and is that traveling around, like, the states, or is that just going to be the tri-state area in New York?
For that one, yes, it's just going to be at the National Black Theater from, you know, August 16th, 13th through the 16th. But Tell It, Sing It, Shout It has been traveling all over. You know, matter of fact, the week after next, we're getting ready to go to New Mexico to do the show.
Okay.
New Mexico, not the country.
Okay, you said Mexico. I'm about to say, wow, okay, international.
Look, the state, not, I ain't going nowhere near.
You're just speaking it to existence there.
Right. But we are going to New Mexico, the state. Next weekend, actually, with the play. So that we're all excited. The cast is excited about that. We traveled to a couple other states before as well. God is just good. I love the theater. I'm glad that he's, you know, opened up those doors for me and perform with Mama. We've been all over New York as well, you know.
Right.
14th Street Theater, everywhere. So.
Anita, tell us about the single. We want the audience to hear this single. It's really hot because I was listening to it and I was like, wow, Christian music? I was like,
you know what?
Okay,
you
I don't
know.
Should I Bankhead bounce or what?
Okay.
I was like, like, wow. I was like, Jesus.
I tell you, it's hot.
So tell us a little bit about how this music came about, the lyrics, everything. What inspired you to do this?
what happened with the song, honestly, that track, we were trying to use it. There was a TV pilot that I did for a show that it didn't come out, but it we did the TV pilot. And I wrote the song. We were writing the song, me, you know, and the co-writer, Melvin Thomas Jr., we were writing the song for the TV pilot. TV pilot, it was too urban for them. They needed it a little bit, you know, so a little watered down. So we did another track, which they used for the pilot, okay?
Wow.
Long story short, I said, you know, this is such a good track to go to waste. You know what I mean? And we were saying, okay, what are we going to do with it? Well, that's what came to me. I got to praise him. Da, 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 da. You know, just to the same hook, you know, same thing that we would, concept that we come up for the show. We just flipped the words, made it all about God. And that's what happened. And then I was saying with the rap, I said, wait a minute. We need a little, you know, rap here to just make it cross over. And then the young man that did the rap, his name is Brian Williams.
Okay.
Very talented, you know, young man, and he was able to he just came in the studio. I kid you not, I knew it was God. He came in the studio that day and came up with the words and the concept for it right on the spot. He did not, you know, practice it. He didn't, you know, have time to really live with it, and that's how I knew that, you know, it was just God, and that was just his will for the song. And
I think we have a caller on the line that may want to speak
great.
To you. Caller? Hello? Hello, caller? Are you there? Are you just going to listen to us today? All right, well, be blessed. I guess he or she wants to just listen today, but we did have a caller. But I apologize. Now, go ahead and just tell us a little bit more about the music. I know you were talking about the rap artists and so forth.
Yeah, so he just came up with the lyrics and everything right on the spot, so it was just cool, you know, just the way everything just went forth with it. And when we do it live, we do it a little differently. Sometimes, you know, we have the rap artists and sometimes we don't, and then we just do like a more of a call and response, you know, type thing. And it's more like a bluesy kind of churchy jazzy vibe, you know. And
so
yeah.
Who's the rapper? Who's rapping?
His name is Brian Williams. He's
okay,
from
Brian,
New York,
okay,
as well.
I'm sorry.
Shout out to Brian. Shout out
yeah.
to Melvin Thomas Jr. And shout out to Franchon Corbett, who did the track as well. So shout
okay.
out to everybody. So we all collabed, you know, on this project and for the single, and it was great.
Great.
It was very nice.
Right.
So, you know,
right
just
now
looking
we're
for more
to
come with it, you know.
Yeah, we're going to let the listening audience hear this single, this hot singer. This is Anita Wells, everybody. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned to Anointed Sounds Radio.
Talk about you too much, but that's the true meaning of a crush. Anyway, back to us. ain't got time to waste. I'm like a tree for your bush, your veggie call. I anticipate waiting on your next move so I can get in my groove. You love me first though, so I don't have to pick and choose. I'm on a daily high, my daily dose of time. He got that stuff when I don't get it, makes me run and die. Genuine love, that's different, genuine love. I'm so spoiled out the bunch, handpicked for love, man. No world I have a hunch about what we talk about. We speak about things that they would never dream about. That's why I got to praise his name.
You're tuning to Anointed Sounds Radio Station, giving you the hits and much, much more with your girl Elena Sanders and
Simone Ashley.
What's going on? And we are talking to Miss Anita Wells. With, oh wow, Anita, that song. I'm telling you, that actually can be played on both sides of the genre, the secular side and the Christian side, to where it's ministered to those who are not, like as you said earlier, in the four walls.
Right, right, right. Mm-hmm.
Yes, excellent. I want to take just the history about you a little back. I know we kind of touched on where you started, when you started, and all of that. But I really want to go back to the days of when I knew Mimi, which is on
Uh-oh,
James.
Look, I'm nervous.
Are you nervous? When she was in the club. Now I'm playing. But, no, when she was on James Hall. Yes, I want to go back there because this is when I really, I would have to say me personally, fell in love with the music. Fell in love with vocals, singing, and I was just like into everybody and singing. And your voice to me stood out to me because I mostly kind of compared my voice to yours because your voice was raspy and I had a raspy voice too, and I wanted to be like Needy. Point blank. But tell me your experience with them, and is there going to be a reunion? People want to know because James Hall, for those who don't know, is one of a local choirs back in Brooklyn, and they were so tight when it comes to their harmony. And I don't even know what happened. Whatever happened to you guys, and is there going to be a comeback?
Oh, no,
and
there's
how was your experience?
No, the choir, they've been busy throughout the years.
Yeah,
it hasn't stopped at all. They've been traveling a lot, and I'm saying they because I have left. I don't like to say left because I'll say I took a break because, you know, I have been busy doing my own thing. But I've still, for the last maybe 5 years or so, been doing things back and forth with them, like I did the Gospel Superfest we did maybe like 2 or 3 years ago. And we did a lot of different things. We did a studio session with Harry Connick Jr. last October, and that was for a movie called, it's called The Song of the Hopeful, for the Hopeful. It's with Kim Burrell, which was, it's just song with her. You guys can go on YouTube and see it too.
Okay.
Harry Connick Jr., Kim Burrell, type that in, and then you'll hear James Hall and Worship and Praise in the background. It's like a choral arrangement of it, and that was phenomenal. So they've been doing a lot of different things, and then they just had the Greatest Hits recording in Toronto this year. April 5th. So I went up to Toronto and I redid Heaven.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
that is
my song.
Song
on the first project. So,
Elena, you have to hear that song.
I know. I can't
Heaven
wait to hear
is
it.
A good song.
Yeah, so it's going to be, you know, that should be coming out soon. I know they have to, you know, tweak some stuff, but they've been busy, been on the move. So we all still family and friends, so, you know, when I can make appearances or minister with them, it's fine, you know, no love lost.
Right.
So we started out, we all started out in the choir. We was like 14 on up. So it was a long history and a long run, and it's just some of the greatest years that I can never, you know, never go away from, no matter what I do. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That people, yeah, people are always, and these people still love this song. You do realize that this song is about 20 years old.
Yes, I know.
And people still love it as if it came out
yesterday. I love it.
So that's nothing but God.
And what's the other song that you have on there? My favorite song, another song that you have, Can't Do Nothing.
Take Not That Holy Spirit.
Take Not That Holy Spirit. I love
because
that
everybody
song.
That says that song, they says that.
Yes.
What is that?
Because that's the verse I remember.
That's everybody says that, and it just cracks me up. And that's all. Okay, they're talking about Take Not That Holy Spirit.
That Holy Spirit, because that, you know, we don't get that part in yet.
Yeah,
we just
love
that first part. Oh man.
Yeah, because it for me it reminded me of The Wiz, and I love The Wiz. So when I, you know, Nipsey Russell, I slide some more to me, and he first did. I'm saying, oh my God, like I love this, you know. And it was funny because when we recorded that, I was actually in Japan with Mama, I Want to Sing. I was on the road with them at the time, so I didn't have time to really rehearse with the choir. I just had the James gave me a CD, and I had to learn it on my own, and they didn't even know who was singing it. They didn't know who in the choir was singing. They just kept learning the background.
Wow.
And when I came back, and we did it, you know, the live recording at Lincoln Center, boom, it was just like we just put it together, and it just worked. You know, and I didn't have to tweak but a couple of little things, you know, in the studio, and we basically used what we came up with live. So
wow.
that was great. That has a DVD and a CD of that project. And so, yeah. On the first album was God Is in Control, and that's with Heaven, and the duet with
yes.
Michael Liverpool for Trust and Obey and
right,
you know,
Tell the World.
And yeah, so I love that.
That's like the classics right there.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
My pleasure.
Elena?
I'm here.
Oh, you're there.
I'm letting you guys do your reunion. You know, That's great. That's wonderful. I'm actually talking to some of the people in the chat room, and they're listening to and talking about your music as well. So I'm here. So I'm letting you guys have your up north reunion. You know, I'm a down south girl, so y'all have your
That's
reunion,
interesting,
you know?
Isn't it? So tell the audience that we have now, what is in the future for you now? Like, I know you said you wanted to do some acting, and how serious is that, like the acting? Is it like you really want to be on some Tyler Perry sitcom type of acting, or do you just want to do the Broadway thing?
No, I mean, if he calls me or if I got a chance to audition for him or he's, you know, I've seen him once when I used to sing at Cafe Y in New York. And, you know, of course, Cheryl, Pepsi, Riley, all of them, we all worked in the band together there at the time. And he came up there, you know, but they all, you know, I don't, if it's something natural that happens, then great. I don't like to, you know, swoon people, especially when they're out having a good time or just relaxing. You know, that's how it is. Everybody needs their private space. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I tell you this much, if anybody that's in a position like him or whatever, of course, I would definitely want to take it to the next level, of course.
I think you would do well in his place, for real. I honestly think
Look,
so.
From your
so,
mouth to God's ear.
So whoever is listening and is a part of Tyler Perry's camp, you need to hook up
yes.
with Anita Wells.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, we
MySpace me, Facebook me. My email is www.stevenson981@aol.com. You know, look me up, and yes, I'm willing and able. You know what's ironic? God has really opened other doors to me, and recently from the recording in Toronto with James Hall,
right?
Doors were open for me to do radio, and that has been a ministry within itself. Because what you guys are doing is great, you know.
Wow.
What I mean? And I've just come into it for the past 2 months.
Okay.
You know, on the radio, and it's been great. So I'm enjoying that every Tuesday, Testimony Tuesdays. You know, being on the radio, you know, just getting to do the same thing. It's fun to be on the other side of the coin, to be interviewed and to be the interviewer.
You are right.
So, on both sides of the fence, it's just a great experience. And then you just helping so many people who are tuning in and listening. People are in pain. People need uplifting, encouraging.
Right.
And it's just been a blessing for me to be, you know, able to be in that position as well. God has really opened that door, you know, for me to do that as well. So.
Wow, wow. So besides everybody knowing about you singing, like, what is something that we don't know about NeNe?
Oh, God, that I'm shy, no. People will never believe that when I say that, but I'm very shy.
You're shy?
Yeah.
And the way you take that mic, oh, my.
Yeah, people think, you know, it looks easy, right, to people. I guess on the outside you see, oh, it looks easy. She looks like she's having fun, which, don't get me wrong, I am, and it's great, and I love what I do, and I know God gives me the strength to do it, and it's not about me, it's about him. You know, I'm so grateful for him blessing me with all my gifts and talents, you know, but I am always nervous, you know. It doesn't look like it, but I'm, you know, I'm always, like, just shy. You know, once I'm out there, then I'm, it's you know, it's different, but just that initial, you know what I mean, getting out there.
Right, right.
Maybe, I don't know.
If you had any kind of advice to the person who wants to be where you are right now, like want to start doing gospel music and try to get into the industry, what type of advice would you have for them at this point at the level of success of where you are right now?
I would say definitely, of course, you have to pray. You have to stay focused. And you also have to network, and you have to be around people who are doing what you want to do.
Right,
because
right.
Nobody's
absolutely.
Not going to know you if you're sitting in your house. You
absolutely,
know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And no offense, please don't take offense. And even when you're just at your church, because again, the ministry can go outside of the four walls.
Absolutely.
You know what
absolutely.
I mean? So I think it's just a matter of spreading abroad. And see, the church that I grew up in, they understood what I needed to do. And
right.
It was prophesied that I was going to go and do all these great things. So when the time came, of course, blessings, go.
Right.
But all I say is this, just be faithful and come back. You know, and I feel God will always bless you as long as you take your home, you know, and just continue to be faithful to his work. And that's the spiritual advice I could give, and also in a natural sense to say, you know, of course, just get into, you know, always look out for auditions, you know, networking, to put yourself out there, you know, get into something that's going to give you that kind of exposure. Because honestly, people always ask me, you had a manager, an agent throughout the years, do you? I've never had a manager. I've never had
an
agent.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. So wow.
And I tell you at this point, I sure need one, because it's hard doing your own, you know, your own PR work, your own this, your own that. And it's not that I want to run my own show, because I don't, but it's just that's the way it's always been. It's always been a word of mouth that I just, you know, got calls. And I guess once you get out there and people be professional, you show up on time, you know, you look the part, you deliver, you know, give your 100%, whether you're sick, whether you're tired, pushing past circumstances, I think that people would love to hire you because they know that you're
right.
going to deliver. People are afraid to take chances on people who are not going to deliver. So that's the advice that I would give, you know. And see, it's so much better for everybody today because you have all these internet websites, you know, that you can promote yourself and put yourself out there.
Absolutely.
You know, YouTube, you can put your clip, video clips and stuff.
Yeah, there's so many ways. Yeah, avenues
yeah.
now.
I didn't have that when I was, you know, a teenager and all that, because I didn't have that when, you know, it was like word of mouth and people had to just see you singing background for this one and, you know. The choir.
So were you one of those that had like a demo in your hand just saying, here, this is me, this is
no,
me?
No, because I was too shy for that.
Oh, okay.
I was, you know, I know some things I could have pushed more, but I feel like, again, I just like for things to naturally happen. I feel like the chances and opportunities that I did get, they naturally happened. And it's happened more, it felt more comfortable for me. I'm not going to say that I didn't never give it out, yes, but only if it was on a level to where it was set up and it was more of a personable thing, and you know, I started communicating with the person and they said, no, I want to hear something on you. You know what I mean? Then
right.
I do it like that. But when I got the single, I had to promote it out there. So that was the only time that I can recall really, you know, pushing it out to people because it was at a different point. You know
uh-huh.
what I mean? Yeah, so you know, people like that make it because, you know, you got to be aggressive, you know. Cause
it's amazing to see that you're actually – one of the things that we ask a lot of artists when they come on the show is, are you still working in ministry? And I'm listening to the dialogue and seeing that you're actually still – doing what you say in your songs. Praise him. I'm worshiping him. I'm helping save souls. And that's the problem with a lot of, we say, Christian artists today. They put the song out there, but are they actually doing what the song is saying?
Mm-hmm,
are we actually
mm-hmm.
ministering? Are we using our bodies as living sacrifices for God? Are we just doing this to make a buck? And
right.
just listen to you and the process. You said, I want to do this right for God. I'm not just going to put out an album just to say I have an album.
Mm-hmm,
I'm
mm-hmm.
going to take my time to make sure God approves it. And it's of his approval, and it's going to help save somebody, not just because
right.
the beat is right, and it's going
right.
to save somebody. And that's one of the amazing things that I like about what you're doing.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank
yeah.
you.
So when is the next single coming out? I know you said the project is coming, but when is the next? We got to hear that here.
Well, you know
now.
What?
I mean,
we're
I've been rocking.
We're going to see how Sunday goes, this Sunday, June 14th, with the concert, and
okay.
we'll see how the footage comes out for that, because we're going to do it live, and Martin Christie, y'all know him, if you don't know him, he's a music extraordinaire musician, and he's produced a lot of projects. He just produced Renee Kratos, another gospel artist from New York, and he's worked with some of everybody, but he's going to be helping me to try to record some of the footage from Sunday, and hopefully all will go well with it, God willing, and we will just build upon that. And once we build upon that, then it'll just be, you know, we'll just keep going from there. I just need, like, a start, a foundation, to, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, and if for some reason, you know, whatever we get is not sufficient, then, you know, it'll just be, like, going in the studio and getting it rolling in July. Because I didn't want to do, like, I feel like maybe for the sophomore project I would do a live, all the way live, because with live you still have to go in the studio and you still have to do certain things anyway, so
okay.
I think for the first one, I just want it to be more intimate, you know, I don't want it to be more intimate, to where I take my time with it, and I don't have to be too much out in the forefront of, you know, at first with it. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. You know, I want to touch on this, and a lot of people don't know you personally. They just know your music background. But I just want to know this about you. I want the people to know this about you. You know, we've all go through tragedies in our family. And, you know, I don't know when your mother passed away.
Mm-hmm.
But I really want to touch on that. I want to touch on that and just how did that develop you as a person? Like, her, did she influence you in music? Was she the type of person that say, you know, Nene, go ahead, this is you, you can go ahead and do this? And how did her death, like, really impact that? Was there songs that were written, you know,
mm-hmm.
from that relationship that you and your mom had? Tell us a little bit about
still
your relationship.
I'm dealing with it because, of course, you know, it just happened in 07,
okay.
October of 07. So, you know, I'm still dealing with it. And, you know, a lot of people that know me, especially in the industry,
right.
they always know of my aunt, Minister Deborah Pritchard.
Yes, I know about her.
Stevenson,
mm-hmm.
who also, she raised me, you know. So a lot of people, they know about my birth mother, but then again, they don't know about my birth mother. I had two moms. You know, I had my mom that birthed me into the world, and then I had my aunt that, you know, birthed spiritual things in me that I needed as well. So it was like I had two moms, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, but, you know, my mom, she enjoyed what I did. I mean, she was very proud of me. She came out to a lot of my shows, my concerts. I mean, just to see her expression on her face, to see me, you know, singing, she was just so ecstatic and proud of me. My mother wasn't a very talkative person, but whenever she said whatever little she did say, it was sincere. She was the most kindest, sweetest person you would ever have wanted to know. You know,
right.
she didn't take no junk either, but neither one of them.
yeah.
Which is good, because you don't want to be so prissy and so nice that you don't have a little rough edge too, you know.
Exactly.
So they both taught me how to defend myself as well, and, you know, be respectful to others, and also, you know, exude respect from others as well. So she, you know, her death definitely has inspired my career even more, and it's helped me because you know, I just know that I have to continue to go on, and because she would not want me to not continue to do what God has blessed me to do.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's the only thing that gives me the strength. But, of course, I mean, it's hard. And anybody that's ever been in this position,
right,
they know that it's no joke when you lose a mom. You know
absolutely
what I mean? So, but, you know, thank you. Thank you for, you know, for asking and for bringing that up, you know, because I'm still dealing with it every day. And I think that my music throughout my whole life has always been the source that helped to soothe anything that I have gone through.
Right.
From a child on up, whatever, you know, things I've had to deal with, it's always been my my salvation. You know what I mean? It's just always been what helped me and what kept me from losing it. You know, just God just
right,
working
keeping
through
you sane,
me.
Right.
Keeping me sane. You know, I'll write songs and, you know, I'll go and I'll sing. And it just helps me, it just helped me throughout the years. So. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Elena. Also, just tuning into us, we are talking to Miss Anita Wells, and we're having some great dialogue today.
Oh, yeah.
And we just want to thank you so much for being on Anointed Sounds Radio, and we are just excited. So when you actually get that full finished product, make sure you send it over to us so we can do this interview again, because we want to really know what was the inspiration from that full project as well, because we believe in supporting our independent artists,
right,
and supporting the kingdom. So it's very, very important that we do that, because we want to, you know, give and make sure we do that through the airways. That's the only way that we can get it out. We need to take over the airways as Christians to get that message out there. Is there anything you'd like to say to the listening audience before we leave this evening?
I just want to say to be encouraged, and, you know, no matter what you're going through, just know that God, He is the answer, and none of us would have made it without Him. And just, you know, keep your trust in Him, and He will continue to direct your path and, you know, whatever your dreams and aspirations are. If you just believe in yourself and step out on faith and be aggressive, He will open the doors for you. And that's it. Always just respect yourself and, you know, keep God first, and everything else will just fall into place. That's what I would say to
Amen.
Everybody. So, and I want to say thank you guys so much, Miss Alana, Miss Simone, the entire Anointed Sounds Radio. Thank you so much for having me up here. I really appreciate it. And also not just for me, for other artists as well, to just, you know, come on and be a part of this. This is great what you guys are doing, and I pray that God will continue to give you the strength to continue on.
Amen. Thank
Amen.
You so
and
much.
I will
so
definitely
much.
Be back, God willing. Yes.
Yes. Yes, you have to come back. We have to hear that finished product. We have to.
Thank you so much. God bless you, Anita.
God bless you, guys.
God bless
Good night.
You. Bye-bye, Anita.
Those who were tuning in to us, we were talking to gospel artist Anita Wells. Now, make sure you go support her ministry and support all the artists that we've had here on Anointed Sounds Radio. We're going to put her on the Gospel On Demand station as well. So make sure you go there and listen to the music. You listen to Gospel On Demand 24/7. Pick and choose any song that you want. You can have it shuffle on through and do some great things. You can have it play in the office and so forth. So make sure you go on Gospel On Demand, Gospel Music On Demand, Anointed Sounds Radio, www.anointedsounds.com. You've been listening to Elena Sanders and wonderful co-host
Simone Ashley.
And thank you so much, Simone, for joining us this evening. You're going to hear a lot from Simone, because Simone did an awesome job. Make sure you get some feedback to Simone and some encouragement. And so that's why I was sitting in the back. You know, I was trying to let Simone do her thing, and she was just rolling. So I just started chatting with my friends on Facebook. How you guys doing? So I just want to thank you so much, Simone, for being on with us this evening. Thank
You're
you so
welcome.
Much. And everyone, make sure you stay tuned into Anointed Sounds Radio Station, giving you the hits and much, much more. Good night.
Good night. Looking bad, didn't have
There's hope for the hopeless.
Listen. Get right, church, and let's